Disney trivia. I hope you like it, because today you're getting a whole heap, baby. It's the King of the Castle Trivia Challenge, but today's competition is taken to a whole new level. Are you up for the challenge, Diz Nerds? Well, get your thinking caps on, because we have all this and so much more nonsense on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond, but today I am simply a humble quizmaster. And please, may I introduce my co-quizmaster? It's comedian, Diz Nerd, and snack lord, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark.
I'm a co-quizmaster?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Sure. Yeah, I'll take it. Why not?
Yeah, jump in on it, man. You know trivia. You know lots of questions, right?
I know lots of questions. I know zero answers.
That's my guy. That's why you're the quizmaster. And also gracing us with her giant Disney brain is the lovely and wickedly Disney smart trivia nerd / Dizbounder, and also the queen of the castle champion, Her Majesty. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, greetings, Your Grace.
Hello, royal subjects, I suppose.
You ready for some trivia?
I'm so ready.
Miriam, are you like just pumped to lay that belt, that shiny belt? Do you have it? Where is the belt? Is it around somewhere?
Yeah, it's on the table. It's behind me.
Okay,
okay,
so you brought it, which is wise. You brought it because you never know. Because, you know, this is a big one. Mark and I just can't beat you. There's no way.
I've never truly been nervous to lose the belt.
Until today. This is it?
This is it.
That's rude. You're very rude. You're no threat, she says. You're no threat to me.
Well, guys, let's jump right in because it's a special day. It's this.
King of the Castle.
Now, the King of the Castle title has been passed from Diznerd to Diznerd on this podcast for over the last year and a half. That was until our very own Miriam put a stranglehold on the championship and has won a whopping 9 challenges in a row. It seems that no one on the podcast can unseat her from her throne. We've brought in the odd outsider challenger to compete, but alas, Miriam's reign continues. But recently...
alas.
She really wants me to lose.
Her wicked... tyranny.
That's right. But you know what? Recently, a gauntlet was thrown. A challenge was made by one of our very own super fans who just happens to fancy herself a Disney know-it-all and as a true champion, which you are, Miriam, without a doubt. You accepted the challenge, and now you're going to pull up that crown. You're putting it on the line right now against a park hopper, a fact dropper, and a Tron aficionado. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tinker J, AKA Jeanette. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Hey guys. I'm so excited. I'm ready to throw it down.
It's gonna be a throwdown, a showdown. I'm not gonna slow down. Yeah, this is gonna be fantastic. That was a little maestro for you, Mark.
It's a deep Canadian rap reference.
Yeah.
Guys, the King of the Castle. This is very exciting. Bringing in Tinker J, who's a knowledgeable opponent, knows her stuff. Like, this isn't just any also ran off the street. This is a legit competition. Mm-hmm. And because this
Thanks.
Of course, Jeanette. And because this is such a special event, we really wanted to do something special. But let's hold on to that for a second and just like say, how are you? What's going on? We haven't talked to you since what, New Year's?
Just revving up for the year ahead. You know, I'm excited to see what's going to change at the parks. Hopefully we get some things back. Hopefully dear Miriam gets Disneyland back.
I hope.
And what of this special trip that's happening in just a couple of months, where you're heading down to Disney World in April for the girls' trip? We've been talking about it for weeks.
We have 57 days left as of today.
Have you guys booked your food now? Is that all done?
Because we did. We're only doing 2 reservations, though.
Okay. Were they good? Like, what did
you want to hear about them? We can tell you.
Tell me. What did you book?
We're doing Skipper's Canteen.
Yes.
Magic Kingdom for lunch. Mm-hmm. And then we have an Oga's Cantina reservation at Hollywood Studios.
Very cool. I still haven't done Oga's yet. Oh man, that's awesome.
It's really fun.
And make sure you get your sea fix when you're over at the Skipper Canteen.
That's what we're hoping for.
That's the reason why.
We're going to spend an hour in the tiny bookcase room between the dining halls.
I mean, honestly, I think I could.
Oh, yeah. And even just out and about, there are pictures on the walls. There's tons of sea stuff everywhere. It's pretty fantastic. Yeah. All right. Should we just get right into this thing? Because this is going to be a throwdown. And I'm excited.
No, let's dilly-dally.
I was dilly-dallying. This is the short episode. You know, it was just trivia. I was trying to stretch it out. It's time for the most incredible, exciting, the biggest of all time, King of the Castle.
King of the Castle.
Yeah, I hit it twice. What you gonna do? All right, let's get into round one. What's that?
Why are you starting a fight about it?
Oh, well, we can get into a tussle. So for these guys, just jump in and answer. It's not a back and forth. And this is just going to be some regular trivia, just some actual stuff about the parks. Not make-em-ups, not dumb stuff. Just regular Disney trivia. Now, in this section, though, what I'd like you to do, I'm going to ask you a question. It's a number question. If you know the answer of what number it is, jump in. And then there's a kind of a second question which relates to that number. So if you get the first one right, you get a shot at the second one. If you don't get the second one right, your opponent gets a shot at it. Make sense?
Got it.
Okay, and here we go. Question number one. In Epcot's World Showcase, how many countries have films for attractions?
Three.
Three is correct. Who's that, Miriam? Yeah.
So fast.
How's that?
Miriam, what are those three countries that have the films?
France, China, and Canada.
Booyah for another point. So that's two points.
So that's 2 points.
Yeah. Okay. Love that.
I've seen none of them.
Not even the Canadian one where you can like rest against those posts in the middle of the room. It's so awkward.
Never, not once.
Well, you're missing
out. I'll tell you a little secret. I've been going for 33 years and I've never gone to one of them.
Which ones are your favorite? If anyone who has seen them, you got a favorite, Mark?
No, I've seen them and I don't have a favorite. What does that say?
Okay. I've seen them all. I would say China's my favorite, but Canada used to be, but then they changed it and it's not funny anymore. So now it's China.
But yeah, how can it not be funny now? It has Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy, comic legends.
Such a grenade. Yeah. Nope. Not funny. Okay. Here we go. Number two.
I'll pass on the note.
Please do. Not including the games, how many attractions are in Pixar's Pier Land at Disney California Adventure?
Can I answer?
Four?
Who said four?
Me.
Miriam.
Four is incorrect. Anybody else want to take a shot at it?
Three.
No, that's wrong too. The answer is five. There's five attractions. Way to go, Mark. You did it. Good job.
I'm jumping in this. 1 point.
Yes, there are five attractions at DCA's Pixar Pier. The Incredicoaster, Pixar's Pal Around, Emotional Whirlwind, Jessie's Critter Carousel, and Midway Mania. Okay, so question number two, 0 points. Moving on to number three. How many dining locations at Marvel Superhero Island at Universal Islands of Adventure are themed by popular Marvel heroes?
Two.
Two is correct for 1 point for Jeanette. And can you name the two superheroes?
Well, one of them is like all of them. It's like a group of them. And then the other one... No.
<Thank you. laughs> Can you name the group? Who's the group?
The Avengers?
No, that's not it. All right.
They won't let us have them.
No. Miriam, do you know the two superhero restaurants?
I'm going to say Spider-Man and...
Did you say Spider-Man?
Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four is actually correct. Spider-Man, no. So let's give you a half point. There's a half point for Miriam right there in question three. So one for Jeanette and a half point for Miriam. Okay, this is question number four.
What was the other restaurant?
Oh, thank you. It's the Fantastic Four has a restaurant called Cafe Four. There you
go. That's what I said. What's the other one?
Oh, Captain America Diner. There you go.
Oh,
whoops.
Got it.
These are going swell over here. Oh, okay. Question number four. How many lands are there in Disneyland Paris? How many lands in Disneyland Paris?
Five.
Five is correct. So, Miriam, can you name those five lands?
Let's see. Main Street.
Correct.
Discovery Island.
Yes.
Discovery Land. Frontierland.
Yeah.
Fantasyland.
Yeah, one more.
New Orleans.
No, it's Adventureland. It's Adventureland.
Oh,
we'll give her a half point on that one. There's a half point.
A half point, or is it 4.5 points?
Well, she got the first one, so it's 1.5 points because she got the first question and then a half point on the second question. Next question. This is just a two-parter. Question number one. What land is the Haunted Mansion located in at Disneyland Paris?
Frontierland.
I think that was Miriam. I think that Mark. Do you have a?
No, I don't know.
I think it was a tie.
You know what, guys? We'll give you both. You both get it. One for each of you. That's fair.
You like that?
Yeah. And then the follow-up question is: what land is the Haunted Mansion located in at Tokyo Disney?
Fantasyland.
That is correct, Miriam. Fantasyland is the correct answer. And it's really weird. It's totally weird.
Nonsense. Nonsense. Because it's
weird as it sounds, huh?
It feels wrong to say. I was like, I thought that. And I'm like, no, I'm thinking.
Can't be right.
Crazy.
It's super weird, but it's legit. All right, friends. Well, that concludes the King of the Castle. No way, guys. We're getting into round two. It's Bondo mashup time.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I don't have a drop, so that's what you get.
If you haven't heard this before, be prepared for something that is not going to make sense.
All right, Bondo mashup time. Here we go. And here's the theme for today's mashups. It is Muppet inspired. These are Muppet mashups.
What a dream.
Man.
I know. I kind of thought of you, Mark, you know? I felt like we couldn't do this with you in it because you would know them all. Wouldn't be fair.
Wow. So, we'll see. Okay. I'm already in. I've entered the race. I've got 1 point, so.
I'd love it. Okay.
Yeah, player three has entered the
player
game.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. The Swedish chef loves to whip up this dish for hungry cowboys. The Swedish chef loves to whip up this dish for hungry cowboys. Anybody? One more time. The Swedish chef loves to whip up this dish for hungry cowboys.
Can I try?
Mm-hmm.
You will in a second.
I have no idea.
Nope. Is it Mark?
Is it bork chops?
Oh, it's so close.
Bork chop?
It's bork and beans. But you're barking up the right tree.
Bork and beans.
Bork and beans would also have been acceptable. Okay, moving on to question number two. It actually gets harder. So, okay. When a glamorous porker leaves her frog and marries a larger-than-life East Coast rapper, she takes his name and becomes this.
Piggy Biggie Smalls?
You're right there.
Miss Biggie.
Who said Miss Biggie? Jeanette gets the point.
I thought you were going to say Notorious P.I.G.
Either one would have been acceptable.
Yeah, I was like, wait, Mark, it's one of these.
Mark, you get a point too, buddy. You get a point as well.
Yes.
Okay.
What if Mark wins the whole thing?
It could happen. Yeah. You never know.
No chance.
That's going to be the surprise.
Mark on mop-up duty, just picking up all the points. Hilarious. Okay. Question number three. When a famous bear comedian builds a hidden city with his pal, the Black Panther, they aptly named it this.
Fazconda?
Incorrect.
Waka Waka Wakanda?
Waka Wakanda is correct.
Unreal. Unreal Christopher Bond.
That was fantastic.
You like that one, Mark? It's for you.
That's very good.
Okay, here we go. This is question number four. This pyrotechnic and explosives obsessed Muppet gave himself this nickname when he showed up at a Halloween party dressed as a certain magical nanny. This pyrotechnic and explosives obsessed Muppet gave himself this nickname when he showed up at a Halloween party dressed as a certain magical nanny. Anyone? Bueller?
No.
Anyone? No. This is a deep cut Muppet.
Oh, I can see him.
You know what he looks like. You've seen
mind's
him.
Mind's eye.
That's right. Do you know his name is the tricky one?
I don't know.
Jeanette, you out on this?
All right, I guess so.
Mark, mop it up, buddy.
Is it? Oh, it's a magical nanny. Is it Crazy Harry Poppins?
Crazy Harry Poppins is correct. A point for Mark.
Crazy Harry. Yeah, he always blows things up.
Crazy Harry Poppins.
Yeah, he was my favorite for a long time until that bubblehead guy came along.
Oh, I'm a Deadly, Swedish Chef and Deadly, Uncle Deadly. Those are my guys. And Bobo, the bear, was great too.
Oh, you would.
I love Bobo.
I'm a Fozzie and Pepe.
Yeah, Pepe's so good.
Question number five. Here we go. What do you call a fast-talking crustacean who's zapped by a laser, digitized, and thrusted into a computer to play gladiator-style games?
Pepe the Tron.
Pepe the Tron is correct. Come on, Jeanette. Wake up, Jeanette.
I'm trying. She's literally saying things as I'm thinking. I'm like,
It's actually, I believe it would be Pepe the King Tron. Thank you very much.
I dropped the King just to make it a little easier. Okay, friends. Well, that's it for your King of the Castle. Oh, no. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Diablo and Iago. Oh, even more. It's welcome. Welcome, Acme Gumshoes. It's Where in the World is Iago and Diablo. Another section here in the King of the Castle Showdown, where we're doing trivia only on Disney World Resorts. Exclusively Disney World Resorts. And Miriam, I have good news. It's an ABC, so it's not so bad. Look at Miriam's face. East Coast. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, guys. Gumshoes. Let's see if we can find these birds, Iago and Diablo. Question number one. If Diablo and Iago were visiting a friend getting married at the wedding pavilion, which Disney resort are they at?
The Grand Floridian.
So you're both correct. It was an ABC kind of question. I didn't get there, but you guys are awesome. So let's give it to both of you guys. All right. Question number two. So you can just hold. Let me do the ABCs, friends. Here we go, guys. Question number two. This hotel was originally to be called the Classic Years of the Pop Century Hotel. Is it A, All-Star Movies? Is it B, All-Star Music? Is it C, Art of Animation? Miriam, what do you got?
C.
Jeanette, what
do
you got?
Art of Animation.
All right, C, points for everybody. Art of Animation, that was an easy one, though. Come on. All right, guys, question number three. Which hotel will Iago and Diablo never visit? A, Reflections Lakeside Lodge. B, Star Wars Galactic Cruiser. Or C, Geyser Peak Estates. Miriam, what do you got?
B.
Jeanette, what do you got?
A.
You're both incorrect. The answer is C, Geyser Peak Estates. I made that up. There's a Geyser Point, but Geyser Peak doesn't exist, so they would never go there. It was a trick question, and you both got tricked, y'all. It's April 1, suckers.
Unreal.
Yeah.
What a terrible trick you did.
Yeah, it's terrible. Those Reflections is still happening. It's being delayed. Star Wars is obviously happening.
Oh, I thought it got canceled.
No, it got pushed. They got postponed. But anyway, sneaky, right? Sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number four. Which hotel is not connected to the Skyliner? Is it A, Caribbean Beach? Is it B, the Riviera Resort? Or C, the Yacht and Beach Resort? Jeanette.
C.
Miriam.
D.
You're both correct. The answer is C, the Yacht and Beach Resort. Good job, everybody. Everyone gets a point. Yacht and Beach, I hear it's fancy. Never been. Anyway, no big. No big, Jeanette. All right, question number five. The top of the World Lounge is located at A, Bay Lake Tower Resort, B, Grand Floridian, or C, the Riviera Resort. Miriam.
A.
Jeanette.
A.
You are both correct. You each get a point. The answer is Bay Lake Tower Resort. All right. Guys, if we were actually playing Where in the World is Iago and Diablo, you know, we would go into the next round. You'd have your Acme butts. It would be great stuff. But we're done. That's it. That's the end of King of the Castle. Or is it? Oh, no. That's right, everybody. It's Disney Guess the Lyrics time. Time to sing your heart out right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Get your singing voices ready because it's time to sing. All right, guys. Who knew they were going to sing today? All right, friends. This is the next round here. The Disney Guess the Lyric, and it is going to be the Valentine's Day edition. So these are love songs, everybody. Love songs. Let's see if we know your lyrics. And how we're going to do it is a traditional way. We're going to go back and forth. We will give you the song. We'll give you a hint. If you want to pass the song to your opponent, you can, and they have a shot at it. Or you can take the song and go for it yourself. If you go for it yourself and you get it wrong, the other person gets a shot at it as well. Simple enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get this thing cruising. So question number one, let's start with the champion, Miriam. Your hint is this. Here's your clue. Pumpkin.
Okay, I'll take it.
You'll take it. Okay, friends, here we go.
So this is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life. I'm all aglow, and now I know.
And now I know.
The key to all heaven is mine.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, that was the wrong button. That was the sad button. But ding, 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 ding. There it is. Great job, Miriam. And you sang it too. I love it.
Gosh darn. That was my wedding song. You know that?
Oh, no.
Really? Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Aww.
Were there other Disney jams in your wedding?
No, not really. There's just like a lot of New Orleans music after that, I think.
Oh, that was pretty awesome. I'm trying to think, did I have any Disney jams in my wedding? I probably did. I don't remember. Anyway, we definitely had Jungle Love. Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh. I really want to know it.
Did you marry Jay and Silent Bob?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife's pretty cool. Okay, Jeanette, we're swinging on over to you. Your clue is this. You can either pass it or take it. It's going to be boat.
I'll take it.
Taking it. All right. Question number two. Here we go.
Sing with me now.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-bye-o, bye, look like a boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame, too bad.
He's gonna miss the girl.
Nice, that's the one. He is gonna miss the girl. That was a good baritone. I think you got down there for that note. Well done. Jeanette gets the point. Wow, some beautiful singing. Swinging back on over to Miriam. Okay, Miriam, question number three. Your clue is going to be pasta.
I'm going to give this to Jeanette.
We're passing it over to Jeanette. Okay, Jeanette, here we go.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it a bath.
I needed an online store for my jewelry commercial business. So Shop Here, powered by Google, built me one for free. This isn't just for jewelry shops.
Oh, this thing killed me. Oh, boy. So what's that last line there?
Bella notes.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thanks. Thanks, YouTube.
Oh, gosh, darn it.
That's never happened before. I'm going to keep it in, though, because it's funny. Okay, point to you, Jeanette. You've stolen that point. Way to go. And we're going back. Oh, this is Jeanette. This is your question. Question number four. And your clue is going to be shady.
I'll take it because that just sounds interesting.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face, and then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing, because like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place.
And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
Jeanette with her chocolate fondue gets the point. Wow, good singing too. He's shady, right? Hans is shady? He's a shady
guy. Yeah, I was like, shady.
I don't want to make it too. I feel like last one was too easy. Pasta. I got to make this harder.
Attempted murder is more like it. But okay.
All right. Going to question number five. This is Miriam. Your clue is jungle.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll take it? Okay. Here we go.
With all its living things.
Hummy nummy num away. Yeah, you got it, girl. Nice job, Miriam. Great singing,
too. I thought you were going to maybe do the Timon and Pumbaa part.
Oh, the beginning part?
Or the end.
In short, you know, our pal is doomed.
A friend of mine and I were Timon and Pumbaa for a talent show performance of that song in like elementary school.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes, that's awesome. I love it.
Is there a video?
No.
Oh. Darn it.
I was Timon, even though I was the larger girl. Which I found interesting.
All right, Jeanette, we're swinging over to you. This is the last question in the round. It's question number six. And your clue is going to be Greek.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm unsure, but I'm going to go for it.
All right. Here is your jam.
Is the earth in heaven to you? Try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you. Girl, you can't conceive it. We know how.
Oh my God, you stopped before I could pick up. No, I don't know it.
No? No bueno, Miriam. You got this one?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
You
want to
play it again?
You want to play it again? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Heaven to you, try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you. Girl, you can't conceive it. We know how you feel and who you're thinking of.
No chance, no way, I won't say.
You swoon, you sigh, why deny it? Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what a great job.
Good job.
Yes. Fantastic, Miriam. My favorite movie and my favorite Miriam.
Good.
Wow, amazing. Great job. All right, maybe we should tally these up, Mark. I think we're all done. That's it. We'll see who is the new king of the castle. Pardon me, queen of the castle. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
What's the time? Clock.
Where's the rhyme?
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme deep.
There's no rhyme or no reason for nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's rhyme time. Mark, why don't you take it on over?
You used the drop that I made.
Of course I do. I always use it.
I know. I was really? Like, use that. That's the only reason I know, like, that last bit.
Are you not a big Eminem fan?
Hey, I guess not that one.
That's okay. I just Googled songs with rhyme and time in them. So, yeah, you chopped it
together. I love that drop.
All right.
Okay.
Mark.
Who got the last question correct?
Miriam.
Yes.
Miriam did. Okay. So Miriam, you get a shot first at this.
Okay.
So you know how rhyme time works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time that will rhyme, and I will give you hints. If you thought Chris's mashup thing didn't make sense, get ready for this. If Chris's mashups were a 6 out of 10 as far as things making sense, be prepared for a 2.
Ooh, yikes.
Ooh.
This is going to make no sense, is what I'm saying. Miriam, this is your first one. Oh, this one's, it's great. This one, yeah, here we go. A couple of chipmunk pals went on the popular TV game show Wipeout, but they didn't have the appropriate footwear, and this was the result. A couple of chipmunk pals went on the popular TV game show Wipeout, but they didn't have the appropriate footwear, and this was the result.
I can't. I'm just Chippendale slip and fall. I don't know.
Oh, you're so close. Okay. No, yeah. Okay. Jeanette.
I was going towards Chipmunk Dunk, but I have a feeling that's not what you were going for.
No. The answer.
Wait. Do I get a shot at it?
Yeah. Chris, you get a shot at it.
Can you read the question?
Yeah, of course. Listen, if I can read it once, I can read it twice. No problem.
Right, hit it.
A couple of chipmunk pals went on the popular TV game show Wipeout, but they didn't have the appropriate footwear. This was the result.
Chipmunks wet feet. I got no idea.
It's not going to be chipmunks.
Can I get one more try?
Yeah. Mary,
One more shot for Mary.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
How
much I love you. Go ahead.
How about Dale and Chip fall and slip?
You were closer the first time.
Dang.
Uh-oh. Jeanette, you get one more crack at it too?
Chip and Dale flail.
No, you're close.
Oh, Chip and Dale fail?
Everybody's so close. You're all so close. It's you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have done a multi-rhyme on the first one. It's Chip and Dale's slip and fail.
Oh, slip and fail. That's a good
slip
one.
Slip and fail. Yeah, slip and fail.
No point for me. Bummer. Yeah.
That old adage, slip and fail.
Yes, the old adage, slip and fail. You know the one. I told you this isn't gonna be good.
It's gonna be
good. We can never call you a liar.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Jeanette, this one's for you. Like a teddy bear, but he's a little sailor who's big in Japan.
Okay. Yeah, I know the name.
Yeah, like a teddy bear, but he's a little sailor who's big in Japan.
I don't want to give it. I know Miriam knows the first part or the second part.
I will emphasize like a teddy bear.
Like a teddy bear. Like a teddy bear.
Like a teddy bear.
Oh, no. I know who it is, but I don't know why he's not a teddy bear.
All right.
Well, maybe just, okay, sorry. I won't give a hint yet. Okay, Miriam.
Yeah.
Miriam gives a shot, yeah.
Duffy the Stuffy.
Yep, Duffy Stuffy.
Yeah.
Duffy Stuffy.
Overthinking these.
Yeah.
You just got to lower it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, Miriam has an advantage here because she knows you got to get into my head, and my head is dumb.
I'm like,
what's
Duffy
the dumbest?
The stuffed bear? But that's just what he is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, get ready. This is way worse. We're really falling apart here.
Yeah.
Miriam, this one's for you. Okay. No one fights like this guy, douses lights like this guy. In a wrestling match, nobody bites like this guy. But he went to train with Mr. Miyagi, and this is what Sensei said to this guy.
Wax on, Gaston.
Yes, correct.
Damn it.
That's awesome.
Wax on, Gaston.
Knew it. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Jeanette, this one's for you. Ugh. This warthog's floors are so dirty, but he's too lazy to sweep up. Maybe Wally should get him one of these for his birthday.
Pumbaa's Roomba.
Yes, correct.
That's awesome.
Thanks for the softballs. I needed that.
Okay. Miriam.
Yes.
The credits would say this. If the live-action Lion King had cast a psychic teenager fashion designer instead of the Wagstaff librarian. Oh, well. Hakuna Matata.
One more time.
The credits would say this. If the live-action Lion King had cast a psychic teenager / fashion designer instead of the Wagstaff librarian. Oh, well. Hakuna Matata.
Timon by Raven Simone.
I mean, that's so close. That's just it. Let's just do it. Yes.
Raven Simone's Timon.
Yeah, Raven Simone as Timon, yes.
Okay, at least I knew who the... Was she a fashion designer? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why she always had costumes. She always had...
Yes.
She could always go into hiding. That was the last question. I have one more tiebreaker question, but it's really not great.
I say we go for it.
You want it.
You just want to hear it? Okay, Jeanette, this one's for you.
Oh, yeah.
Donald's girlfriend doesn't want to do anything.
Oh, come on. Lazy Daisy.
Yeah, that's it. Correct.
Good pitch,
that
though.
That is awesome. I told you, I need those softballs.
That one was in the delivery, I feel like. Yeah.
Well, guys, a King of the Castle championship event like none other. We play just about every game we play here on the podcast. What a spectacular showdown. I have no idea who won. Only one person knows. Mark, know. Are you able to tally up the score and let us know who is the champion? Is it still Miriam, our queen of the castle, or is it the aforementioned Tinker J, Brainiac Supreme, and Tron Fan taking over?
Okay, coming in third place is me with 2 points. I got 2 points.
Well, technically, I came in fourth for getting no points, so you did okay. Mm, you're not in last. I am.
You're right.
There you go.
There's a bright side to life. Jeanette has 12 points. Miriam has 16 points. The winner is Miriam.
Congratulations.
I mean, this was the best competition yet. So
we are not worthy. Wow.
Miriam,
this is super fun.
That was so great. Still the champion. Jeanette is no easy opponent. Jeanette, what was it like facing off against Miriam in a colossal competition like that?
Intimidating and brought me much humility.
Imagine how I feel. I had to read these questions that I wrote.
I'll go down in the annals of Disney trivia forever as another opponent struck down by Miriam.
Fantastic. 10 wins in a row. Will nobody conquer our queen? I don't think so. For never. It's some fantastic. Miriam, and there was some toughies too. There was Disney West Resorts. Disney East Resorts, not your jam.
Right.
But
there was Fantasyland Haunted Mansion.
That will haunt your dreams.
Yep. Fantastic. Would you guys have fun today at least? That's what's really it's all about.
It was so fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey.
What a wonderful opponent.
I want to give a little applauso to the quiz masters. Mark, great rhyme timing.
Yes. Well done.
Yes.
A fun time.
Well done, Chris. We liked the questions.
Yeah, I'll give myself an applauso. Why not? Sure. You know, hey, I'm here too. Came in fourth place. You get a ribbon, maybe.
Yeah, but that's not fair because you had to. You didn't get to answer. You didn't have as many chances to answer because you were asking more.
Yeah, so you want to call it a tie?
I think it's a tie for third. Well, tie for third.
It's a third place.
Four-way tie.
It's a third place. Mark and Bondo, we did it again. Guys, that was the King of the Castle. Miriam reigns supreme. Miriam, great job. Jeanette, great job. Mark, I mean, you're really the MVP of today. Let's just call it what it is.
You're mocking me, and I know it. You know, like I know you're making fun of me, and and I have no rebuttal. It's just like, you know, when you get made fun of, and you're like, they're right. I don't know.
Let's thank Jeanette. Jeanette, thanks so much for doing this today.
Thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
I love that you threw a challenge down that you were like, yo, I got to get in on this because I know these answers. I'm listening to the show, and I know these answers. But when it's the real thing,
I had a big head. Listening to the show, I'm like, I know that answer. And then, but you know, somebody always knows the answer, right? But
see, I also have an advantage because I know these two in their brains. So.
couple of ding-dongs out here. Yeah.
But Miriam also is very poised under pressure situation. She's been doing this for so long. And when you get into the big show here, like it's, you know, it's like, oh, it's there's a lot of pressure, you know, to answer those questions and
feel it. I told you I was intimidated. Yeah,
so am I. When I go up against Miriam, I get wrecked every time. It's like guaranteed. Wow. Well, a big thank you, Jeanette, for joining us today. Jeanette, where can everybody find you if you want them to check you out? You can just tell them to leave you alone. Whatever. You know, whatever you feel. Don't check me out. You know, do whatever you want.
It's Tinker J. You know what's hilarious? I don't know the numbers behind my own name on Instagram. So, you know, there you go. 787. It's my birthday. Some amalgamation. Tinker J 787.
With Jeanette, we really appreciate you coming. And Thanks, guys. Looking forward to getting all the pics and content and stories and fun stuff from your trip, your bounds. Are you going to run too, Jeanette? Are you doing the run?
No. As I informed Miriam, I told her I'll be there with coffee and smiles and I will take photos. But the only place I run is to the bar. So.
Very well said. Yep. All right, friends. Well, hey, this seems like a great place to wrap things up today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you have a segment idea or you just want to say, hey, hit us up. what's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com. Jeanette does it all the time. She's like, Bondo, what did you have for lunch today? I'm like, salad is terrible.
Driving you nuts.
Yeah. You can always find us on our website, WeLikeThemeParks.com. And you can always see us on Instagram, always goofing around with TinkerJ787 at WeLikeThemeParks. We're also on the Magic of the Mouse Radio. That's new. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Thank you. Sheesh. Thanks, champ. A big thank you to Tinker J. So for Jeanette, Miriam, and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like
theme parks.
Bye.
Well, that's a good bye.